The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hi, Rolene. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you, big news day today.
Big news day today. So this historical summit took place between North Korea and the United States. What does it mean for Iran? And what does it mean for Israel? Does it mean anything?
What does it mean for Iran? And I think Iran has formally been put on blast by the Trump administration because apparently what happens in Singapore may not stay in Singapore. And a historical handshake between Donald Trump and the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. Also, Trump has managed to possibly successfully denuclearize North Korea. And the Iranians are worried because does this mean that he will be the recipient of the Trump administration's attention next? And the Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Behram Qasemi said last night, he said, we will still look at Trump and the U.S. Behavior with pessimism, and we cannot be optimistic about the U.S. behavior. But and he also warned that the Korean government should be vigilant. However, Trump has spoken numerous times about wanting a new nuclear deal with Iran, something that protects the interest of their major ally, that being Israel. Israel would be thrilled with today's events in Singapore. Also with the fact that if Trump has managed to denuclearize North Korea, would it be possible for him to denuclearize Iran? So I think we have a very, very nervous Iranian administration at the moment and a very, very cautiously optimistic Israeli one.
Very interesting. Another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, another topic, is, and I find this very, very interesting. Have there been secret ties between Israel and the United Arab Emirates? And the reason I ask this is that...
Well, have there been?
I don't know, because I remember there was something a few months ago where I think it was Bahrain, UAE, and Saudi Arabia. They kind of came out in support of Israel. I can't remember what the issue is or what the issue was at the time. And I just thought it's so interesting how there seems to be a shift in sentiment. So you tell us what you know.
Well, on the subject of Iran, there definitely is a shift in sentiment. We do see almost a polarization of the region. Countries like Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, and their rhetoric and the relations between those countries and Israel significantly warming up, as opposed to Qatar, which is not only being isolated by these countries, but because of their alliance with Iran. But apparently, and this is according to the New Yorker magazine, apparently that for over two decades, Israel has maintained a clandestine but close relationship with the United Arab Emirates, which has focused very heavily on intelligence sharing and security cooperation, and also the potential of conducting arms deals between the two countries. And Netanyahu has spoken a few times about Jerusalem's covert ties with the Sunni Arab states. And he's said exactly what we've just discussed, that it is largely because we both identify a common threat from Iran. And also because Israel's growing high-tech industry, and also because of the nature and the scope of our intelligence and the level of excellence of our intelligence, this has contributed to this. But, apparently, Israel does have a relationship with the United Arab Emirates. And this started or goes back to the mid-1990s when Yitzhak Rabin was the prime minister. In 1996, Israel officially opened trade offices in Oman and Qatar, which have since closed. And although we haven't had formal ties with the Emirates, the relationship between the two countries, albeit being quite secretive, has been relatively strong. So, you never know what happens behind the scenes, Kathy.
You never do. Rolene, it's so interesting. I actually went and I Googled Israel United Arab Emirates relations, and this is exactly what comes up. I'm reading verbatim. Israel United Arab Emirates relations do not currently exist. The United Arab Emirates does not recognize Israel as a state, and the two countries do not have diplomatic or economic relations. Really? Israel in 2015 opened an official diplomatic mission in Abu Dhabi to the International Renewable Energy Agency, and that's Wikipedia. I think that that page needs a little bit of updating. Rolene, very, very quickly, finally, Prince William. We love talking about the royals, don't we, Lindiwe? Prince William, he's going to be meeting with Netanyahu and Abbas. When is this happening?
Well, on the 25th of June, and this has also taken years in the making, and talking about clandestine things and clandestine discussions, the visit of a senior member of the royal family, in this case Prince William, who is believed to be the perfect person to conduct this kind of visit, is coming to Israel on the 25th of June. I will be ready. I'm sure he's coming to visit me as well. But first of all, what we do have to understand is that the royal family are not political. They do not take a political side or have political opinions. But what he is coming to do is to meet with the two leaders and get to know and focus on the concerns of the youth. We also know that he will be visiting Jordan as well. He will be visiting a town in Jordan where his wife, the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, is believed to have grown up while her father served there in whatever capacity they lived there in. So he will be paying homage to his wife, who won't be traveling with him because of the new baby, and many of you can understand. But he will be meeting with Abbas and with Netanyahu. Also, he will be visiting the grave of his great-grandmother, who was Prince Philip, his grandfather's mother. She was a righteous among the Gentiles. She saved the lives of many Jews during the Holocaust. Mm. She is buried in Jerusalem, so he will be visiting that as well. So very, very exciting as we prepare for this historic visit of Prince William to the region.
Amazing. Rolene Marks, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks for the updates. And look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow.
It is my pleasure. And hopefully we will have news of more intriguing and clandestine relations.
And good news. Good news
and news.
Peace. And peace. I think that that's what has just made me so delighted over this Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting. Is that 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, there was a lot of saber rattling. They were talking about who had a bigger button and who had a bigger rocket and whatever the case may be. And all of a sudden they're shaking hands and it's a completely different dialogue and it can change the narrative of the world. And I really love that. So thank you so much. Try and work on some more good news stories tomorrow. We'll speak to you then.
I will try my best. As influential as I am, I'm not always that influential. But, Kathy, should we say it now? Will there be a Nobel Peace Prize?
You know what? I was actually having this conversation with somebody earlier today. I think that there will be.
Well, we said it here. Let's see if they listen to what we are predicting.
Well, it all depends if the Nobel Academy can get over their rape allegations. They're in a bit of a turmoil. Anyway, we'll talk about
that. Not only that, I think maybe they need to put in a phone call to Dennis Rodman, because who'd have thunk it, Kathy? But the broker between the two administrations being the controversial former NBA player Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I know. I was actually reporting on this earlier. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I love that he was allowed to get involved. Anyway, Rolene, that's where we leave it. Thank you so much. We'll chat to you tomorrow. That is Rolene Marks with our Israel report. We speak to her Monday to Thursday at around about 5:45.